This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, the roots on fire. You know, I always call myself the warrior because I am a vicious New York street fighter when it comes to politics. But come on, all of us are wimps and losers and total complete nothings compared to that last guest. Come on. I mean, that's a warrior. My God. That's a guy you got to look up to. That's a guy you got to go, wow. Shot in the face, 40 surgeries, and he's out there preaching overcoming adversity. I mean, what an amazing guy. All of us are cowards compared to that warrior, right? The bravery of that warrior, what he's gone through in battle, and then what he went through in the battle to save his face after being shot at point-blank range in outside Fallujah in Iraq. Amazing guy. Jason Redman, his new book, Overcome. That was our guest in the last hour. Great guest we've had on the show. Dr. Oz in hour number one. We've got an hour number three. We've got another big guest coming up in hour three. Oh, Brandon Dataves. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it. I'll find out before he gets on the show, but it looks like Dataves. He's the owner of a fitness gym in Wheaton, Illinois. He reopened his gym despite the governor's business shutdown order. And I told my executive producer, Andrew Paul, go get me this guy. And he got him. And so it'll be great to have him on the show and talk to him about what he faces now for doing that. What's going to happen? Because he's in Illinois. You're talking about the commie governor of Illinois, who's one of the biggest, you know, top five idiots in America. Top five socialist, Marxist, communist morons who want to keep the economy closed that are afraid of their own shadow. Amazing. Hey, by the way, I mentioned this 2 days in a row. Might as well do it 3 days in a row. If you are listening to my voice and you trust me as being a real conservative warrior, then you know I have vetted all the candidates running for office in Las Vegas and the state of Nevada, and I've got some recommendations for you, especially with judges, so you make the right choice in the Republican primary coming up on June 9th, and you can vote now. Everybody's got their mail-in ballots, sadly, and unfortunately, so everybody can vote right now, and I don't want you to make a mistake and go, I didn't hear Wayne Root say that, and I voted for all the wrong people. So email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com, and my trusty producer, Andrew Paul, will send you back my picks, Wayne Root's vetted recommendations and endorsements for most of the offices running in the June 9th primary, and you can vote right now. So just email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com, and in particular, judges. No one ever knows what judges to vote for, and that's why we keep getting rhinos. Let's beat the rhinos with great conservative candidates. WayneRoot@gmail.com, and I will send you my list of vetted and endorsed candidates. So speaking of candidates, here's one I will never endorse. She's a moron. It's the tyrannical Michigan governor, Gretchen Whitmer. She's the most psycho governor in the United States of America. An absolute psycho. And she's supposedly in talks right now to become the running mate of Joe Biden. This is the perfect example of how out of touch Democrats really are. It's incredible to believe how out of touch Democrats are. If you would think she should be the running mate when you know what a mess she's made of Michigan. But see, liberals look at the same thing and they see a completely different vision and outcome than the rest of us. I see the most tyrannical witch the world has ever known who locked down her state and there's far more people dead than Sweden. Sweden left the entire economy open and they have the same 10 million person population. It makes no sense anyone would vote for her. She locked them down. She won't let them out. She won't let a business open. And more people have died with that than in Sweden where they left everything open. And her response is to throw people in jail, threaten them for opening their businesses. Well, who in their right mind would think she should be on a VP, on a presidential ticket, A, and B? Think about this for a minute. Joe Biden is a sick old man. I hate to even use those terms. I don't like it. It's derogatory. I mean, I meet people every day who are 75, and they are fantastic. My listeners, I'm sure a lot of you, from the emails I get, many of you are over 70 years of age, and you are sharp as a tack, and you're fantastic. And I don't want to begrudge someone and call them old. But that's not the point here. It's not that he's old. It's that he acts old. It's that his mind is gone. It's that he's got some sort of dementia. I feel bad for him. Poor Joe is like a facsimile of his former self. The best Joe isn't there anymore. And anybody with a brain knows that he's got cognitive damage. And therefore, minutes after you elect him president, thank God, I don't think it's ever going to happen. You can't beat Trump. You couldn't have run a worse candidate than Hillary Clinton in 16. It wasn't even possible. Anyone else probably would have beaten Trump, but not Hillary. Democrats were that dumb and clueless and delusional. And they're about to do it again. Lots of people maybe could have beat Trump. Not with the economy the way it was before. No one was going to beat Trump. But with the way the economy is now, we're practically in a Great Depression after the COVID-19 pandemic. We're in an economic Great Depression, a nightmare, tragedy, catastrophe. There are people that could have beaten Trump, but not Biden. So you're running a guy who has no chance to beat Trump because he could never be in a debate with Trump. He could never be on the campaign trail like Trump. Trump will be at four stadiums a day, and this guy can't, he'll be hiding in the basement the whole campaign with dementia. He can't beat Trump. But let's just say, let's have a fantasy for a minute, a Democrat fantasy, and say he wins. Within like 4 weeks of winning, putting his hand on the Bible, and becoming the actual president of the United States that third week of January. By the time 4 weeks of the inauguration are gone, they're going to replace him. I don't think he's ever going to be the nominee. I think they're going to replace him at the convention. But if he does become the nominee, they're going to replace him right after the inauguration, after he swears in as president. They're going to invoke that 25th Amendment, and he's going to be done because he's not there anymore. So you're going to make her the instant president of the United States, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer? She's witless. You can't make her president of the United States. She's the most unpopular governor in America. It's just unbelievable if they would be considering her seriously to be a vice presidential candidate with a guy who's not going to last. So she's going to be the president. Whitmer is just impossible to believe someone would look at the situation, the way she's treated the people of Michigan, and say, "Ooh, I'd like to pick her as my running mate." She makes Sarah Palin look like a genius. And then we've got Gavin Newsom. You notice no one's mentioning him as a running mate. Here's a guy that just handed out $75 million in direct cash payments to illegal aliens living in his state. He took taxpayer money and gave it to illegal aliens in the middle of a pandemic. Keep in mind, I've been railing about this topic, I don't know, for 20 years. 20 years of saying, how can you take taxpayer money and give it to illegals? That's my hard-earned money that I pay in taxes, and you're giving it to people who are criminals that don't have any right to be in my country. That's been a complaint for 20 years. But those were 20 prosperous years compared to now. Now we're in a Great Depression, and so many American citizens, good people, hard-working, middle-class, working-class Americans, have no money. Have no way to pay the bills, no way to pay the mortgage, no way to pay for the kids to go to college. And you're going to take their tax money and give it to illegals? So that's problem number one. But number two is he's now announced he's closing, reportedly, he wants to close a 200-resident veterans nursing home in a budget-cutting measure while he's handing out $75 million in direct cash payments to illegal aliens. I mean, you've got to be kidding me. This is the greatest example, Exhibit A, of the mental illness of Democrats, the reason I call it mental illness, because who else but a mentally ill person would have a hatred for veterans who sacrifice for their country and a hatred for anyone who is a legal citizen of this country and who pays taxes? Why would you have a hatred for them and a love for illegal aliens? Why? It just doesn't make sense. He's targeting the Veterans Home of California Barstow for closure to save $2.6 million because they have such a big budget crisis. But illegal immigrants are their primary constituencies, Democrats. In California, they essentially run a one-party dictatorship in a state that is the epicenter of voter fraud. All the illegals are voting. And here's a GOP Assemblyman Jay Obernolte, who says he will challenge the governor's revised budget about shuttering the San Bernardino County facility. He said closing it will only save the state $400,000. But the loss of per diem paid to the state by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs for these residents will cost $3 million a year. The math doesn't add up. Our community has one of the highest concentrations of veterans in the state, and support for this home is overwhelming. This home's part of our community. Barstow City officials are pushing back on Newsom's revised budget plan, but the state seems committed to the closure along the lines of a foregone conclusion. California's one big sanctuary state. Newsom is continuing to enforce a strict COVID-related lockdown in L.A. The mentally ill mayor of L.A., Eric Garcetti, who's, of course, a Columbia University graduate, same as me. I think he's 52 and I'm 58, so he was at Columbia 6 years after me. And Columbia's filled with mentally insane suicide bombers who want to destroy our country and destroy capitalism and murder the middle class financially, destroy our lives. And he's one of them. He's locking down Los Angeles for another 3 months. But he just announced a $125 million public-private disaster relief assistance program for illegal immigrants that didn't qualify for a stimulus check. Can you imagine? Wayne Root never got a stimulus check, and I guess I never will. And you're going to give it to illegal immigrants. You have no idea how angry people like me are. You have no idea. I was born in this country. I'm a taxpayer. You hate my guts. You love illegals. You're scum.
Our world has changed.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestnone.com.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why and millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, the sponsor of this segment of the show is Strauss Heart Drops. You know me as Mr. Health. I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America and American exceptionalism and conservatism and capitalism. Strauss Heart Drops always talks about your heart. That's why they're called Strauss Heart Drops. They've helped out countless people over the past 40 years with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. And they say the best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. They want you to go to a mirror, look in the mirror, if you're in your car right now, not if you're driving, of course, but if you're at a red light or you pull over, or you want to pull over, just pull down the mirror and look at your earlobe. In 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops doesn't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And there is a reason why they've sold over a million bottles in Canada. And this is their first entree into the American market on the Wayne Allen Root Show. Don't wait for your heart attack or stroke. It might be too late. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. And then click on Strauss Heart Drops and click on cinnamon. That is the flavor that you need to get. I always say Democrats are very, very negative people, and they got to be very unhappy people. And as more states begin to reopen their economies, Democrats are more likely to say they're worried and less likely to say they're happy. 66% of Democrats told pollsters they experienced happiness during a lot of the previous day. 77% of Republicans reported being happy during a lot of the previous day. 58% of Democrats said they were worried. Only 38% of Republicans are worried. Democrats are also substantially more likely to say they're lonely. Poor, lonely, depressed Democrats. 28% said they'd experienced loneliness during the previous day, compared with 19% of Republicans. Boredom, however, affects everybody. 42% of Democrats, 40% of Republicans are bored by this coronavirus lockdown. Not surprisingly, single people, as one of my callers, right, said he was divorced and sitting home alone in Connecticut. Single people are more worried, lonely, and bored and less happy than married people. 71% of married people say they were happy the previous day, compared to 61% of single people. 45% of married people were worried. 50% of single people are worried. 39% of married people are bored. 46% of single people are bored. 17% of married people are lonely. 36% of singles are lonely. So it's just, you know, and by the way, most people who are single and home alone are Democrats. Right? That's what they are. Every time you see the numbers, married women are Republicans, single women with kids, Democrats. So the people who are most lonely are Democrats, and the people who are most unhappy and depressed are Democrats, and a lot of them happen to be single, and so you're home completely alone with no one to talk to. I don't know how they do it. I got Cindy, my fiancée, I've got my dogs, and I've got my kids who come over all the time, and I've always got lots of people around me. I don't know how you could do it by yourself, alone, in a small apartment. I have no idea. Or alone in a big house, for that matters. How lonely would that be? Boy, they got to go out and get a dog. Got to go out and get a dog, at the very least. And by the way, I know I'm not just making that up. People are thinking that, because I saw that it's the exact opposite of what you would think. People would assume in the middle of a crisis like this, the poor dogs and cats are on their own at these animal shelters. Nope. People have come out and adopted them in numbers like never before because they're lonely. They got to have someone at home with them. So they're cleaned out. That's the only good thing about coronavirus. The animal shelters are cleaned out. All the dogs and cats have found homes, is what I read about a month and a half ago. So I assume it's only gotten stronger. The CDC now says coronavirus does not spread easily via contaminated surfaces. Is there anyone who listens to the CDC anymore? Is there anyone that does not believe the CDC is a bunch of Keystone Cop idiots? Why would anyone listen to them about anything? They said the world was going to end and millions were going to die and millions didn't die. And it's not me as a backseat driver. At the time, February, not even March, February, I wrote a column. Newspaper column, nationally syndicated, that said the last time the CDC weighed in on a tragedy like this, they said there'd be a million people with Ebola in Africa, and there were less than 30,000. Why would we believe them now that 2 million are going to die? And I was right. There were no 2 million dead. There's never going to be 2 million dead. It's ridiculous. The CDC made bad predictions, relied on bad computer models. They're still lying and covering up about it all. And they told us masks don't work. Now you got to wear a mask. And they said coronavirus spreads easily via contaminated surfaces. Now they say it does not spread easily via contaminated surfaces. The CDC is wrong about everything. Whatever they say, do the opposite. Wayne Allyn-Root, The Warrior, USA Radio Network. See you in a sec. Big guest coming up next.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump winding down his Memorial Day after placing a ceremonial wreath at Arlington National Cemetery's Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. The president then traveling to Fort McHenry National Monument in Baltimore and telling Gold Star families,
"Our debt to you is infinite and everlasting. We stand with you today and all days to come, remembering and grieving for America's greatest heroes."
New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo wants the federal government to provide hazard pay for frontline workers during the COVID-19 pandemic. While speaking on the deck of the USS Intrepid, Cuomo says it's our way of showing appreciation for those who showed up.
"It's a way of saying thank you. We understand what you did. We appreciate what you did."
Cuomo taking some heat from healthcare workers who were sent to New York as they're now going to be required to pay state tax. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients. Employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We'll be right back.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show, Finest Known. Let's look up right now what happened to Gold today. I always do it right on the spot on this show because I never know. I'm just busy all day. I have no time. I don't know what gold and silver do each day, but gold firms on stimulus wave and doubts about the vaccine. So gold was obviously up today. It's at $1,748 per ounce. Silver at just a smidge under $18 per ounce, 17.955. And so, you know, I'm a big believer in gold and silver. They were up again today, especially in a world of out-of-control spending. And listen, I've talked about this ad, these words, for 6 months for Finest Known. Can you imagine? They never could have imagined this pandemic and what we've spent in response to this pandemic. It's amazing. It's amazing how many people are out of work and how much money has been spent in stimulus and bailouts and oh my God. So can you imagine the out of control government spending now? What we imagined was out of control under Obama was nothing compared to now. What we imagined was out of control a month, 6 months ago was nothing compared to now. Unbelievable. So you've got to own some gold and silver. It's an insurance policy against madness of government spending. And when you spend too much, the dollar often goes down, the value of the dollar, and gold and silver either go up or hold their own, hold their value. So Finest Known, I told them to offer a big deal. Got to go big with my audience. They're offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost, meaning wholesale. Can you imagine buying wholesale? You never get stocks wholesale. You can't walk in a coin store and get coins wholesale, right? So give them a call right now. It's a great deal. 800-663-1929, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com and tell them Wayne Root sent you. We got our guest with us, Brandon. Now, I hope I'm pronouncing this right. Dotovs, owner of Brick House Fitness in Wheaton, Illinois. He reopened his gym on Saturday, despite the Illinois governor's business shutdown. Brandon, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show.
How you doing?
How do I pronounce your last name?
Dotov.
Okay, Brandon Dotov.
Yep.
And so you opened up on Saturday. You've been closed for, I guess, about 2 months, right?
Yeah, yep.
And what made you open up?
So basically in the beginning of, the whole lockdown, I was kind of following a lot of like, you know, I guess the quote unquote conspiracy theories. And obviously, you know, with the governor telling us and forcing us to shut down, I kind of knew what was already going on behind the scenes in my opinion. So I kind of waited it out. I was the last one to close. And I kind of took some major heat for that. And then eventually, you know, cops started getting involved, this, that, and the other. Competitors were basically like calling on us because we were staying open and everyone else was closed. But that wasn't the goal behind this project of, you know, standing up for what we believe in. Because as everyone knows, we have constitutional rights and, you know, we have to basically display that and keep those alive. And when I decided to finally close, it was more of I closed, but there's still a lot of people that I was kind of letting in through the back, mostly for the mental health reasons of people sitting at home in a depression. You know, fitness is a lot of people's lives, you know.
I know. And I'm one of them. I'm one of them, by the way.
Just exactly. Yeah, I mean, if there's the amount of support that we've gotten, I kind of blew up our Instagram when you guys reached out to us, and we have probably a good amount of followers listening right now because there was about 13,000 people watching our Instagram story all day today, and we all just blew it up. There were so many shares because the fitness community, right?
Brandon, they probably feel like I do. Let me just say something nice here. I think you're a hero. I really appreciate what you've done and what you're doing and standing up to big government and big brother and telling them, I have a right to earn a living, and this is ridiculous. Everything
right,
that's happening
absolutely.
In places like Michigan and, in your case, Illinois and California, New York, they're shutting you down. And the numbers, have you seen the actual numbers,
well,
Brandon?
Come on, they're corrupt. serious.
Have you seen, listen to the numbers in the beginning of my show, though. I want you to hear this. In Pennsylvania, more people have died of coronavirus over the age of 100 than have died under the age of 45. That's, in other words, the way you die of this terrible pandemic, and it is terrible, but it goes after the weakest and the oldest. So if you're a young guy that goes to the gym, you don't have to worry day and night. Yes, you could catch it, but the odds of you dying are infinitesimal. If you're over 100 years old, you got to worry. People in your gym aren't over 100. So how come they can't go work out in a gym?
Well, let me ask you this, too. You take a person that's healthy and you take them out of the gym, tell them, go in your house, only come out if it's necessary, if it's
right.
quote unquote essential.
It's enough to get you sick, right?
What does essential mean? I don't understand. You're going to tell people, hey, you're not going to live your life anymore. You're just going to sit in your house, sit in your sadness, sit in your sorrows, and rot away your immune system. See you later. You're not getting any vitamin D. You're not, your body is just going to basically take on this virus. It's going to hit you full steam. If you're not hitting the weight room, you're sad. You're not releasing those endorphins. Your
Great.
Body doesn't get stronger.
Great.
You're not around those germs.
Well, let me ask you this, Brandon.
Clean, 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 clean. That's going to hurt you even more.
Brandon, here in Las Vegas, they deemed essential pot stores. And they deemed essential, they closed alcohol, liquor stores, but they said they could do home delivery, and they're doing a box office business. So it's okay that while people are shut down, scared to death, under stress, worried about their lives, worried about their money, they're smoking pot and they're drinking like crazy, but God forbid they should go to a gym and work out. I'm with you. I think gyms are essential.
They are top of the list, my friend. For me, mental health has been a huge thing. I have a crazy background. My story is pretty unbelievable, and hopefully we'll be able to touch base on that because I want people to know, who's talking right now.
Tell me your story. Let's hear it. Give me like a minute overview of your story, Brandon. Tell me. What's your story?
All right. So I'll try to be real quick with it. Basically, long story short, I grew up with divorced parents in a trailer park, super poor. In Des Plaines on the weekdays and then on the weekends in Bellwood, Illinois, if anyone knows where that is. Not the very best neighborhood.
Wrong side of the tracks, right?
Yeah, exactly. I was around a lot of trouble, but for some reason I was the only real straight edge person. I ended up, playing football since second grade, staying in sports, all that stuff. And then basically my junior year of high school, I was at wrestling practice and, somebody came up to the balcony and, told me I had to go down to the office. I had a phone call. Well, it turns out I was getting a phone call that my mom was in the hospital and she had stage 3B cancer. And so I ended up leaving there, going to the hospital, being with her, and not even a year later, she ended up passing away, and it was just the saddest thing. Her body's deteriorating, that, and the other. And for me, that is when I found, strength. Of course, I lifted all that stuff when I was playing sports, but when I really got into the dedication of, fitness, it was right at that moment because it was my getaway, it was my escape. And the funny thing is, every single one of my football coaches, every single person I knew in high school, I always told them I was going to own a gym. And why? For this exact reason, because it was my escape and I wanted to provide it for everyone. Now, I don't have your general mill, gym. I have a more hardcore, more serious gym where these people that need to express themselves, they come here and they express themselves and they become part of a community. And that's what we're missing out on right now is a sense of community because that is everything to people. If you can't see your friends, if you can't be around the people you're used to being around, that's going to cause for mental health issues. And that's exactly what I'm trying to save. And that's why I wanted to open my gym. But back to my story about,
Let me ask you a couple of things. First of all, by the way, we have very similar backgrounds, so very cool. I like your background. I'm an SOB, son of a butcher, wrong side of the tracks, both. both my parents died of cancer 28 days apart, and I saved my life with becoming a, you know, went from a nerd who got beat up all day long and tortured at a rough inner city high school to becoming the hero of that school who beat up the bad guys to protect the nerds, right? That was my background because of fitness. Fitness changed my life. Fitness, vitamins, eating healthy, all of that changed my life. So, Brandon, let me just ask you, have the police done anything, being that you've been open since Saturday and that's breaking the law in Illinois? Have the police confronted you?
Yeah, so police came up to me the very moment I opened my doors. They presented me because I announced it on social media that we were going to open because I wanted to create a movement. I wanted to open the eyes to people that gyms are essential and people need to see our page and see how many people this is affecting in one spot because, yeah, there's other Instagram pages, there's other social media out there, but if we can all centralize in one spot and really get in the front of people that are important in this, you know, country like President Donald Trump, to maybe possibly make this into a essential kind of business, because it is, that's my goal, and that's been my mission since day one.
All right, so Brandon, the music is on. We got to run to a break. I was going to make you a one-segment guest. I'm going to make you a two-segment guest. Hang on through the break. I want to hear what the police have done since you've opened. I want to hear what legal issues you potentially face. I want to hear what your message is to the governor of Illinois, and I want to hear if you're concerned about being arrested with prisons filled with coronavirus. I want to hear how outraged you and your fans are if, God forbid, they send you like the Dallas hair salon lady, right? Shelley Luther. If they were to sell you to prison, you could face catching coronavirus and dying for being a business owner who cares about people and pays taxes versus all the real criminals that they're letting out and the illegal aliens that they protect in a sanctuary city like Chicago. I want to go over all of that with you when we get back. Brandon Tatov's in Wheaton, Illinois, Brick House Fitness. This is Wade Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Natural 30-Day 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-4-TALK. 833-4-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root coming up fast on Memorial Day weekend. Holiday weekend is upon us in just about 48 hours or so. My show will be off the air Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. A rare 4 days off for me. But we'll have a best of Wayne on Friday and a best of Wayne on Monday. And I'll see you back here on Tuesday, last segment of today, Wednesday. Sponsor of this segment, Dr. Nancy Wolf. Her book's called Conscious Matrix. We all need positive reinforcement, positive building of our confidence. Positive input equals positive output. All of you know I was a motivational speaker in a prior life, spoke all over the world, and I've always been a positive thinker. I always see the glass as half full, not half empty. And Dr. Nancy Wolf is a professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA. She spent 30 years studying the human mind, and she knows exactly what we need to hear right now. As chaos and crisis descend around us, her book is Conscious Matrix. She argues our biology, our history, and our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and our souls. We're literally pre-wired to win and predestined to win. America's not going down for the count. President Trump's not going down. Conservatism's not going to lose. Liberalism and communism and socialism are not going to beat us. She says that together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win because we are predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now, Conscious Matrix, at Liberty Hill Publishing.com or available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Conscious Matrix by Dr. Nancy Wolf, LibertyHillPublishing.com. Speaking of positive thinkers, we've got our guest who is a gym owner. Brick House Fitness is his gym in Wheaton, Illinois. I believe his name is pronounced Brandon Dotives. Am I getting it right now, Dotives?
Dotives. You're getting close.
All right, close. We get closer in every segment. One or two more segments and I have it right. Dotives, so you reopened your gym on Saturday, and the governor says you're not allowed to do that. What have the police done so far, Brandon?
So day one, they basically dropped off a cease and desist letter. They were pretty cool about it. They just came in, they dropped it off because I already talked to the chief of police, warning them that I was going to open. So they dropped that off, and then the next day, nothing happened. They didn't come out. They were just monitoring. They were just kind of watching. The third day, they came, and one of the cops actually started harassing one of the members walking into the
radio. Not allowed to, against FCC rules. Tell him to get the freak out of here.
Yes, I told him to get the freak out of here and that, you know, he's not going along with our constitutional rights. And then I ended up calling the chief of police, and I told him about it, and he said he was going to handle it and that he shouldn't have been harassing like so. And then today the health department came in and dropped off another cease and desist letter. But, again, I'm not closing my business. And
Do you have a good lawyer to fight this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. Are you concerned about being arrested? Like what I said when we go to the break, Chicago's about an hour away. You're in the suburbs or so of Chicago. Chicago's a sanctuary city. If you're an illegal alien who has no right to be in this country, you broke into the country, they protect you, they defend you, they don't want you arrested, they don't want you touched, they give you welfare, they give you food stamps, they give you free school for your kids, they give you a million different government programs, they give you free health care. You're an honest, law-abiding taxpayer trying to run a gym, a business that pays them money. Aren't you offended they come after you?
Oh, absolutely. And you want to know why? Because they don't believe that we believe in the American dream anymore. They think that it's okay for all of us to become peasants and work for corporate, and that's not going to happen. The more people need to stand up, open more businesses, get all of your businesses open right now. This is the time. This is the time to stand up and make it happen. This is a movement. You know, Pritzker right now, what he's doing is completely wrong. He needs to hit the gym. Him saying that gyms are not good because it's going to spread something. No, no, no. And then Pelosi calling Trump, you know, obese. How about Pritzker? What's going on with you, big boy? You need to get into the gym. You need to strengthen your immune system. Do you need a membership? Come by. I got you. I have great trainers, too.
I think you should charge him double, though. Okay, give a free membership. Give a free membership for all conservatives and double for Governor Pritzker. That's what I would do.
And you know what the best part is? I'm going to quadruple his tax too.
I think the best part is you're going to get a lot of attention, and my prediction is you're going to get a lot of new members because they're going to be proud you stood up to Big Brother and a out-of-control government in Illinois. Brandon Dadovs, I appreciate you being on the show. Owner of Brick House Fitness in Wheaton, Illinois, reopened his gym on Saturday. We hope he can keep it open indefinitely. You are a hero, my man. Keep up the great fight. God bless, Brandon.
Can I say one more thing?
Quickly. You got 30 seconds. Go.
Donald Trump. Make gyms that are essential. Make them essential. I stuttered right there because I'm nervous because Donald Trump is the man.
I'll give it to you, Brandon. Make gyms great again. There's Trump saying, make gyms great again. That's what we want him to do. I'll speak to President Trump. I'll see what I can do for you. Make gyms great again. America needs gyms. Arnold Schwarzenegger always said how important fitness is. I agree, and I know Brandon agrees. Thank you, Brandon, for being bold and being brave. Thanks for coming on the show, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Thanks, Brandon. God bless. All right, Wayne Allyn Root, another day to go before we hit the Memorial Day weekend. Again, Friday will be a Best of Wayne. Saturday, Sunday, enjoy yourselves. Monday will be a Best of Wayne, and I'll be back with you on Tuesday. I'll be here tomorrow. One more day to go. Wayne Allyn Root, the warrior, USA Radio. All the cops out there, God bless you. All the politicians, I don't have the same thing to say about you. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. Protogrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why Protogrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.